Oh, you, Miss Ann, to Brother Rufus. We'll have you on soon. Gerald, we'll have you on soon. Thank you. Give our best to the governor.
I will.
All right. The Donnie Up coming up next. We love it. Goodbye.
On air, online, and on your smartphone. This is the Triangle's only local news radio. 680 WPCF, Raleigh, North Carolina.
CBS News, I'm Pam Coulter. Cooler temperatures have helped fire crews put out most of almost a dozen fires that have scorched 20,000 acres in Southern California. CBS's Steve Futterman.
The San Marcos fire is now 50% contained, and fire crews have definitely now gotten the upper hand. The fire is no longer expanding, and the crews are essentially now looking just for hot spots. Weather conditions continue to improve as well, with lower temperatures and only slight wind. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Diego.
Many evacuees are returning home today, and one man has been charged with setting one of the smaller blazes. 57-year-old Alberto Serrato pleaded not guilty. Since he was already scheduled to retire this year, the resignation of the VA's top health official may not be enough to calm the outrage over apparent deadly delays in health care at some VA hospitals. In an interview airing tomorrow on CBS's Face the Nation, White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough said Robert Petzl was forced to go.
You heard what Secretary Shinseki said yesterday, which is that he's mad as hell, and the president is madder than hell.
GM was fined $35 million for dallying in the repair of a deadly ignition switch problem, but Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says GM should be doing more to get affected cars off the road.
Those cars are still on the road, potentially vulnerable in case of jarring or jolting, and we have accidents waiting to happen potentially.
Government safety regulators say GM's suggestion to take everything off the key ring except the key is enough to solve the problem. French President François Hollande says the radical Islamist group that kidnapped hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls is now a threat to the West and Central Africa. He says Boko Haram is now linked to other groups, including Al-Qaeda, and he calls for an urgent plan to coordinate action and protect borders. Israeli researchers report a medical and technological breakthrough in treating neurological disorders.
The Israeli company BrainSpace says it is developing the next generation of brain helmets that could treat Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. Chief Technology Officer Ronen Segal.
We can give new hope and new life for these patients who are suffering from years and years from these devastating conditions.
The company sees a bright future after the FDA approved the brain helmet for treating depression. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The CDC says thousands of children as young as 2 or 3 are being medicated for ADHD. Pediatric mental health consultant Anita Zurbagon-Hake says doctors prescribing the drugs are just guessing.
There really is no way to identify ADHD that's accepted for 2 and 3-year-olds.
This is CBS News.
And now WPTF News. It's 64 degrees at 11:03. A survey team from the National Weather Service confirms that that was a tornado that struck near downtown Durham on Thursday. The team confirmed Friday that it was an EF1 tornado. Reports showed the storm lasted 3 minutes with maximum wind speed of 90 miles per hour. It was 150 yards wide and was on the ground for slightly less than a mile. No injuries reported. ARE agents and Fayetteville police raided a series of nightclubs along Bragg Boulevard on Friday. They arrested several employees with business owners in alcohol and drug violations. ALE officer Jason Locklear told WTDD-TD they found various drugs.
We have marijuana and an assortment of prescription pills that are being trafficked inside of these locations.
The charges range from drug trafficking and use to allowing illegal drug sales at an ABC-licensed business.